This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's so funny. They're acting on Fox News right now like Trump is actually closing the Department of Education. Everybody's doing the great pretend. And they're going around pretending that Trump's, and it's great for Trump. Trump's doing a lot of good things, everything he can. It's actually really weirdly to watch a Republican do everything they can.
Yeah,
like right now.
It's a good look, by the way.
It is a good look. And right now, Glenn Youngkin is the governor of Republican governor of Virginia. And they're doing, Trump orders the dismantling of the board of the Department of Education. Oh, look, Randy Rheingarten, disgruntled liberal. She's angry. She's not going to be able to control the money anymore. That goes back to the state. Oh, wow. Do you think this is good? Here's the debate. And none of it matters, as Ron DeSantis is saying in his interviews, because Congress won't codify it.
You can't win a Republican primary in this country as a Republican saying you want to keep the Department of Education.
So it should be a no-brainer.
And so why aren't they voting to codify? But this is like so many other things President Trump's done. They're not codifying his immigration executive orders. They're not codifying these things. So while this is good policy in the instant, we want it to stand the test of time. Congress has to be the ones to do that.
Will they? Do
well,
you think?
If history is any judge, probably not. I mean, we're talking.
Why not? We can't afford this stuff anymore. I'll tell you what's coming next. Doge just cut the $52 million for the World Economic Forum, the Eat the Bugs people. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The ones who are running tabletop exercises. Hey, what if some sort of disease called COVID broke out in a wet market? What then? To teach the media how to cover it a year before COVID. Those people. I don't think they need $52 million, but they were about to get it. Doge just froze it. What do you want to bet? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, another liberal judge freezes that and says, no, we've got to send the money to the World Economic Forum. Because they can now. They can do whatever they want. I've never thought, I mean, this is out of control. This whole thing's just crazy. Meanwhile, Lee, the left is absolutely outraged. A top 100 most important people in America, at least to the left anyway, activist has now been captured and is up for deportation. One of Time's 100 most influential people will soon become one of Trump administration's 100 most recent deportees. Jeanette Vizguerra. And it's so unfair. She's a left-wing fugitive. Broke into the United States in December of 1997, has a criminal conviction for not just coming here, but for using fake documents, was ordered to leave the country during the Obama administration. She at times hid in a church to avoid ICE. But because she's an activist, the left is outraged that she doesn't get to stay.
Well, they keep telling us no one's above the law, so.
I guess this woman is. Guess she is. You know, there's this thing they could do if they really want her to stay. I know this is going to sound crazy. Sponsor a bill allowing her to stay.
Yeah.
Let them all stay. Come on, make the argument. Hey, they should all be able to stay and vote Democrat. I mean, they should all be able to stay. Why? I don't know. Make the argument. Why won't they do it? Because they know the American people would be outraged and they're going to lose another 300,000 registered voters next month, like they did last month. We only lost 29,000. So this whole idea of, oh, we got to let her stay. I mean, look, if I happen, it'll never happen because I'm the wrong people. But if I made the list of 100 most influential people in Time magazine, should I be allowed to rob a bank because I'm influential and all?
I would think not. That's not a good look.
Carjack a car?
No, not a good look.
Oh, come on. A little document fraud. Like, not a lot. Just
vandalize
something.
A Tesla charging station?
Yeah, because that's really cool. They loved that on The Daily Show. Did you hear that audio?
Yeah, it's...
Wow, so, and he used the word cool to describe the burning Tesla station he was showing.
But a grandma that showed up in the vicinity of the White House on January 6th, that's an insurrectionist.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, this is what you have to remember the left when they're screaming and yelling about whoever's getting deported next. If you guys want to have true open borders, sponsored legislation, see how it goes for you at the polls. Right? If the people want that, they'll do it. They'll go for it. But they won't, will they? They want to sneak and break the law and then normalize the breaking of the law. For them, not for anybody else.
Well, the thing is, we actually did have an election about that just recently. And
right.
The closed border folks won. So
they did. Hey, and now they're going crazy. I love that the left is suddenly now into First Amendment free speech because that's kind of refreshing. They haven't been for a while.
Yeah.
But they only want that for terrorists, though.
Right. Yeah.
And terrorist supporters.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're on to, but, and this is the whole, oh, she's the Time Most 100 influential. She may be a convicted felon for document fraud. But I mean, other than that, she's great. She should stay. She broke the law. Now we're on to Georgetown University professor. He's actually an assistant professor and postdoctoral researcher. But he's like a high-ranking guy. I mean, he's got titles at Georgetown. We can't deport him. Well, his wife's family is Hamas leadership. He's spreading Hamas propaganda on social media and to students. And... he has been in contact, as has his wife, with Hamas leadership. They are a designated terror organization by the U.S. State Department. I mean, Lee, would you think, hey, if you were in regular contact with ISIS, I would expect to be picked up.
Yeah.
You know, as an American citizen.
Yeah.
Well, ISIS has the same terror designation as Hamas by the U.S. State Department.
Mm-hmm.
So does Hezbollah. So does Al-Qaeda. And I mean, I just wonder where this is going to end with the left.
The Houthis are back on the list, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about them. Yeah, they're back on the list, too. That's what happens when you hit our cargo ships or our military over 100 times. That's what happens. So, I mean, the problem here is the precedent. Because if it's okay to do all of this, to be in control, you know, in contact with the leadership, to be handing out playing cards that glorify Hamas leadership when they're a terror organization, then if you can do that and you're supporting Hamas, you can do that if you support ISIS as well and Al-Qaeda. And as I said earlier, you got to ask what's the difference? Because we have over 700,000 special interest aliens running around this country. The law is clear. If you are from a designated country or you are from a terror organization or you're affiliated one, you're a special interest alien. In other words, you have proximity to terror organizations, right? You're an SIA. You are immediately sent back home. There's no immigration process for you. And it was that way all the way through the Obama administration and the last Trump administration. Biden changed it. So you know what this means? This whole list of 700,000 special interest aliens, all they got to do in Democrat world is just go find a college campus. Hey, you know, I'm on ISIS henchmen. I run the ISIS human smuggling ring at the border because we actually did have one under Biden. All I got to do is hold up a sign. Israel sucks. And I get to stay? First Amendment rights? Yeah, you do. Well, dang, Katie bar the door. Where's the nearest campus? I'll go find a tech school. And I'll just say First Amendment. The left will go, yay, we love ISIS. We can learn from them. We should listen to diverse viewpoints. I mean, what is the difference, Lee? There's no difference. They have the same affiliations that make them special interest aliens. Under federal law, you are deportable. And that's a problem.
Yeah. I just, for the life of me, though, if you've already got those types of affiliations, I don't know why you're here to begin with. I mean,
two words, Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah.
And the fact that our country is so infiltrated by left-wingers who approve
these visas. A couple
more
I want to remind you of. Alexander Mayorkas.
Well, I know.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah, that guy, too. I mean, that's probably a big part of it, too, as well. But, I mean, we have gone from we need to create the Department of Homeland Security under George Bush to secure the homeland from terror to, oh, come on, can't we bring them here and hear from them? I bet they have really enlightening things to say. Come on, just one. Again, there's no difference, terror designation-wise, between Hamas and ISIS. You do this for Hamas, you got to do it for ISIS. And that's what the Democrats want. Mm-hmm. So, that's a problem. I mean, these people are not, this is not who people think they are. And again, when you're talking about Mahmoud, is it Mahmoud Khalil? I always get Khalil yeah. Mahmoud, whatever. The organization he started at Columbia vowed the destruction of Western civilization. If that doesn't sound like a terrorist creed, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that. But you will if they have their way, and our side's falling for this. I mean, I see people on our side, oh, Trump is, you know, he's cracking down, you know, violation of the First Amendment. This is nothing to do with the First Amendment. And then I have the others on our side that drive me crazy. Some of our influencers are like, well, you know, he should be able to, if you speak out against Israel, they'll deport you. No, they won't.
No.
That's not the problem with this guy. You could speak out against Israel all you want. You cannot advocate for Hamas.
Right.
And be in touch with them, in contact with the leadership, which both of these guys were. The precedent here is terrifying. I'm afraid that the right liberal judge will get this. And we're going to establish a precedent that I don't even think Americans fully understand what we're talking about here. And this is what the left wants. I mean, this is Tulsi Gabbard, which has been 2 weeks since she went down the border with J.D. Vance and announced we are frantically searching for more than 100 terrorists who were caught at the border. Joe had them in his custody and they let him go. These are people on International Terror Watch List. And they're all watching this going, again, oh, so all I got to do is go to a university campus and protest something? And then I get to stay? Well, I plot my jihadi attack? Sure, fine. This country.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two judges, two liberal judicial dictators who don't have the power to do it but are doing it anyway, this week ruled that DOGE has to stop looking for fraud. One of them, an Obama judge, ruled that they have to stop looking for fraud in the Social Security Department because there doesn't appear to be any. So you shouldn't look and you won't find any, which tells you Democrats are doing it. That's how you know. The other judicial dictator, Tanya Chutkan, and by the way, a lot of these names are familiar because they are the ones who persecuted Trump as well. Boasberg did as well. He was the one who allowed the FBI to continue spying on Trump, even though they had perjured themselves at the felony level again and again and again. He went, what's a felony among friends? Go ahead, illegally spy on him. We're fine. That's who Boasberg is. That's his double ID. He is one of the judges over the FISA courts. They just looked the other way while the FBI and the DOJ broke the law in order to get the ability to spy on Donald Trump for political purposes. Lied to the court, in other words. There was no predicate. So Boasberg, no offense, is a thug. And not just because what he just did with Trende Aragua. He is exactly what the problem with the deep state is. But one theme emerges here. This idea that judges can say, I forbid you from looking for fraud because it's not constitutional. Okay, cool. Cite me the article. What part of the Constitution? They don't say. And that is what is so remarkable about the sloppiness of these rulings. They don't even quote a section of the Constitution, much less case law. They're half a page long. Judge says, well, I don't, one of these two judges, this is just this week. Well, I don't see any evidence of fraud. You want some evidence of fraud? Okay, good. We'll do that. Let's go do that right now. Social Security. Okay, from the Office of the Inspector General. I'm reading a Fox News chyron. So this did not come from DOGE, but DOGE found it. This is the Office of the Inspector General reporting it. So that is a federal agency. $72 billion in improper payments by the Social Security Administration between 2015 and 2022. 44,000 people, it's now up to 103,000. 44,000 people with birth dates before 1920, still receiving Social Security. That's physically impossible. There's only a few hundred people max of that age in this country. So when she says, well, there's no fraud, so I can't let you look for fraud. There's fraud. It's well documented. She just refuses to see it. But just to give you an idea of the stuff they're finding, this guy, Sam Corks, he is a tech CEO who has documented the disappearance of between $20 and $30 billion. This money was supposed to be used at Treasury and the IRS to modernize the systems so that we can see where these grants go. Well, did the systems get modernized? No. But the money got spent. Yeah. But there's no system. There's no deliverables. And this comes back to this problem that DOGE is trying to deal with. President Trump cannot go in and hit a button and see what grants are going out, what money's going out and where. He can't come in and hit a button and stop one. In fact, many of these federal agencies, the people at the top who are political appointees, can't do it either. So they can't even see what mid-level Democrat bureaucrats are sending out the door, much less stop them. It's a massive problem. And that's what that is the system that was supposed to be constructed. It never was. But billions went out the door. To who? Nobody knows. Sam Corks described what it's like inside the IRS. He keeps finding these programs. Money is going out the door. And they don't even know for what. Or really even to who exactly or what they're supposed to be doing. But the money just goes out the door. Here he is talking to Laura Ingraham this morning. He is a member of the Doge team. He's the CEO of his own company and does not have time for this crap, but wants to save his country. Take a listen.
What has been the biggest surprise? You, again, Secretary Bessent's, you know, been in the business world as well, but he heard it from me. But when you first saw this, what was the biggest surprise that you found at that Department of Treasury?
You find contracts that are $10, $20, $30, $50 million, and you just ask, like, why are we doing this? And it's just like, I don't know. And then you cancel it, and then nothing happens. It's just inertia has just taken over.
What? I mean, okay. I'm so frustrated in hearing this, but I'm so glad you're getting your hands dirty by getting in there.
Yeah, if these Democrat judges are ruling that you can't cut the fraud, you can't even look for it, it's going to Democrats. Folks, now we know why the most expensive real estate market in the entire country is D.C. and the area around it. Yeah, that money paid for mansions. They pop up like mushrooms. Money's going out the door for what? We don't know. You're not managing this contract? No. Well, what do these people do? Well, and you pay and you pay and you pay. Can you imagine what that could have done for your family, that money? The dreams you have, the business you could have started, the money that could have gone back into your business, all of it goes to pay these jackboots. And look, these liberal judges know this. They know it. That's why they're ruling the way they are. We're going to beat them. We are going to beat them eventually. But part of that, and I don't want to frustrate you too much or make it sound like we're losing, because I don't think we are. I think we are winning, and that's why these judges are ruling. But the thing that has to happen next is, again, the GOP leadership must rein in these judges, because we are running out of time. Trump has goodwill right now. In Rasmussen's polling, he's at 50%, 48% opposed. That's going to go down because it just does. He'll come out of the honeymoon period. This is it. We might not even have control of Congress after the midterms. We got to do this now. We do not have time to play games. Texter writes, you are not allowed to look for fraud. Sounds like what happens with election results. It's exactly the same thing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, so terrorist pilot Muhammad Atta in 2025 could go to the NYU campus and hold a photo of the World Trade Center saying he's going to bring them down while plotting with bin Laden and he's protected. Well, I mean, as of where we are right in event in the future, they're building. Yes. As of where we are right now, he could do all of those things as long as he hadn't done 9/11 yet. Yes, but yeah, absolutely. Muhammad Atta, if he was pre-attack, yes, he could absolutely go hold up a photo of the World Trade Center, say he's going to bring them down, and we could find out he's in contact with Al-Qaeda. And the left would just call that free speech. Useful idiots on our side would be like, free speech, free speech. And yeah, no, he could go wandering around till he blew something up. That's pretty much it. Now, after 9/11, a little more difficult, but before, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know why not. Texter writes, Tara, have you heard about the young girls in Illinois that were forced to undress in PE class in front of a transgender boy? Don't know if you have already mentioned this. I did briefly. I should have spent more time on it. But yeah, no, it's our future, folks. And this is the future they envision. A future where there is no acknowledgement of gender allowed. Because, folks, that is essentially what Joe Biden's executive order mandated at these schools. And everybody just gets naked together. It's like one big orgy. The Democrats' dream. And no one is allowed to point out that anybody else looks different naked. And they all got to be together. And the teachers enforce it. It's sick, but it happened in Illinois. And I mean, folks, if you take the literal definition of Joe Biden's Title IX executive order, that's exactly, yes, that's how that would have to go. And folks, if you object, if you're a kid who objects, that's harassment. It's got to be reported to the management. You could lose your federal funding. So absolutely. Yeah, that's what people don't understand with that. That's exactly how Joe Biden, the Democrats, intended that to work. Trump rescinded it. They're still following it in Illinois, but yeah, we'd have that all over the country. So glad we're headed into the weekend. How about you? This is when you start counting down the hours, right? Do you love how on a Friday afternoon, you know, because my schedule's different. It's like, for me, noon is like 5 p.m. for other people, I'm done with my day. So I have to remember on Fridays that rush hour doesn't really start at around like 4:35 like it does the other days. It starts at like at 3. So I'll forget, like I'll go run to the store with my daughter and be like, what the heck? Oh, yeah, it's 3:30. Everybody's checking out early. No, if you're checking out early, have a great weekend. Okay, so, oh my gosh. I want to hit this really quickly because this is so important. New study out. It's just another one of these kinds of studies. Deceptive studies. Women who indulge in just one sugar-sweetened beverage per day are nearly 5 times more likely to develop oral cavity cancer than those who don't drink these drinks or only drink them infrequently. And they want to focus on the sugar. Oh, it's the sugar. No, it's not. It's not the sugar. Sugar's not good for you. It's not the sugar. Almost all of those drinks have dyes. And folks, in other countries, it's long since been acknowledged that those dyes, blue, red, two reds actually, green, yellow, cause neurological damage, ADHD-like symptoms. We're going to find out that's why we all have ADHD. ADHD-like symptoms, cancer. And not here, though, not here in America, because we have something called GRAS. Well, RFK announced last night he's been talking to industry groups. Feels like he's got a fair enough level of buy-in to do this. He is intending to get the dyes out of food, and he hopes that this happens soon. Take a listen.
We told them that we wanted the dyes out of the food. The science on the dyes is so overwhelming. They're making products now in this country that have the dyes in them, like Fruit Loops, for example. And you buy the same product in Canada and it doesn't have the dyes. You buy the same product in Europe and it doesn't have the dyes. So there are a lot of ingredients. And one of the things that we're doing is we've launched a review of the GRAS standards, and we're going to get rid of the GRAS standards for most products. The GRAS standards is a standard that was adopted in 1958. It was adopted because when FDA was created to regulate food, there were foods that were generally recognized as safe, GRAS, generally recognized as safe, like flour, like dairy, like eggs. And they didn't want to make companies test those products, so they created that designation. But that designation was expanded by an industry that began taking advantage of it, so that any new chemical that they want to add to our food is generally recognized as safe and gets no review. Yeah. That's why we have 10,000 ingredients in our food in this country. In Europe, they only have 400. And we have the worst chronic disease burden of any country in the world. So we are going to get rid of the GRAS standards for new products. We're going to go back and review all of these old ingredients to make sure that they are safe.
10,000 chemicals in our food, just 400 of these additives, chemical additives allowed in Europe and Canada. And folks, it's really, these companies go out of their way to poison us especially, because that's what they're doing. And it's especially kids' food, which is what's so sad. And you heard him. I mean, you know, Fruit Loops in Canada, no poison. You can use vegetable and fruit to get the kind of colors you need. Same with Europe. Here, poison. We're going to, folks, one day we're going to look back 10 years from now, 15 years from now, we're going to marvel that we ever ate this stuff, that this was ever allowed in this country. So I am hoping at a minimum that we at least get the dyes out. They're so bad. But it's great that we finally have someone speaking honestly about this. And I hope he gets it done. Speaking honestly about something, folks, actress Cynthia Nixon, remember Sex and the City? If you're a dude, you probably never watched it. I've watched it on reruns somewhat. I didn't get much past the first season on the treadmill, but I've watched some of it. Cynthia Nixon has a transgender son, she says. And that wouldn't interest me much. Generally, she was at a protest. She was in New York. She wants to continue doing surgeries on underage kids to transition their gender. And you know what I thought was interesting about what she had to say? The math. Folks, back during more normal times, we have decades worth of research on gender dysphoria, which is a real thing. It always starts in childhood. Gender confusion always starts in childhood. It does not start on the third day of middle school when everyone else in your group decides they're transgender too. It does not just happen to the kids of liberals, but not conservatives. It is not societally catchy. Or is it? You be the judge. Because the math here is impossible. True gender dysphoria, less than 1% of the population. So what she is describing here is mathematically impossible, which proves that gender dysphoria has become a social contagion. Take a listen. Actress Cynthia Nixon.
Most importantly, I am here today as the mother of a proud trans man. My best friend's kid is trans, and my kid's best friend is trans. My wife and I, our lives are filled with the most amazing, beautiful, brave trans people, young and old, but especially young. Had his top surgery at NYU a number of years ago. His doctors were fantastic. His surgeon was the best we could have imagined.
I was doing a math error, and like that right there, that would not have happened in the 80s or the 90s or the early 2000s even. It's mathematically impossible. Wait, your kid is trans, your sister's kid is trans, and your best friend's kid trans. Not mathematically impossible. I mean, you honestly, you should enter the sweepstakes. Not possible. Unless you can catch this socially. Which it looks like she did. Wow. Wonder if you catch one of the kids caught it in middle school, they catch it in high school, or yeah, that's always a tell. You don't have it from the time you're a kid? That's environmental. You know, I love a good life hack. Cool stuff people have figured out. Yeah, well, here's five, one of which I'm going to try first thing in the morning. Number five from BuzzFeed. Spoonful of sugar helps the hiccups go down. Packet or two of sugar stops them immediately. Sugar's just good in general. Number four. I had to try this one too. Microwave everything twice as long with half the heat. So like 2 minutes on five instead of 1 minute on full power, it'll cook more evenly. Number three, put a slice of, I've got to try this one because I hate slicing onions. Oh my gosh. Put a slice of bread in your mouth when you're cutting onions. It absorbs some of the compounds that make your eyes sting. It's not going to get them all, but it makes it better. Number two. Open bags. This is so smart. It's just common sense. Open bags of chips from the bottom. You know how the bottom is, at least to me, always the best because like the salt, the flavoring is down there at the bottom of this little chip. Yeah. Ooh, it's the best part. Well, it's where all the seasoning rest. Flipping the bag makes it sprinkle down so you have better tasting chips the whole way through. So that's life hack number two. And this is the one I'm going to try first thing because you know I love my coffee. I start looking forward to my coffee at night. I don't know if you do too. You know what that means, don't you? You're a true addict. And I am guilty. Put a pinch of salt in your coffee. Apparently it makes it taste way better. I don't know how much a pinch is, so I'm going to have to play with that. But I'm going to try that tomorrow. Looking forward to it, actually. And finally, want a shorter wait time at the DMV? Don't we all show up just before it closes for the day? Everything moves faster because the workers just want to go home. Yeah. All right. Worth trying. And finally, bonus life hack. Write down every good idea you have. Don't depend on your memory. I do that. I send it in text to myself. You know what the downside is, though? Oh, my God. I was sitting there talking to my husband. I wasn't really paying attention to what I was doing. I accidentally deleted that text, like, to myself. It had, like, 4 years of really important text to myself. Basically, every important thing I did needed to remember. Links, gone. My husband was only able to recover part of it for me. So, I mean, I feel like a part of me is missing now. So if you do that, don't delete it. Maybe some sort of written backup, not a digital one. So Okay. Texter writes, my mom gave us sugar cubes for hiccups. Okay, so maybe this is an old wives' cure. Another texter writes, hiccups chew walnuts or something coarse. Okay, I hate having hiccups. It's such a pain. You know, I've never gotten them on the air. And I haven't, like, just till the last, I don't know, but like maybe 18 months, I've never sneezed on the air either. And now I do it all the time. I did it earlier in the show. I don't know what's up with that. Texture, oh, really? The salt takes the bitterness out of coffee and tea. Okay. Now the texter writes, the old folks always put salt in coffee. Maybe it's just one of those things we forgot. Another life hack I love is, and this works so well, it's like my favorite life hack. Laundry, I've been telling you guys this for years, fabric softener. The cheapest fabric softener you can find, or just use whatever's in the closet, even if it's not the cheap stuff. You burn stuff on a pan, right? Pot, pan's done? No. Take fabric softener, put it in the pan over it. It will melt it off. Because you know how then you have to scrape it and it ruins it, ruins the finish. Don't do that. If it's just a little, you can dilute it a little bit with water. If not, if it's like full on heavy, it will melt it down. Now, sometimes you have to let it sit there for a day or two. And I've had to treat it sometimes twice, but it's so cool. You'll see it melt away. A lot of times it'll get it at least down to where it's so soft, you can kind of just wipe it away. And that, so then you're not scratching up your pot, but it works really well. And I found it doesn't really make a difference whether you use the expensive stuff or the cheap stuff. So I just say get the cheap stuff. But in our house, we actually keep a thing of cheap fabric softener underneath the sink because it works really great to get the burn off. That way you don't end up throwing out pots and pans. And if it's not that bad, sometimes you can get it off right away. It'll just pop it right off. Texter writes, sniff. There is always a smart butt on the text line. I tell you, that is where they live. Sniffing black pepper makes you sneeze, you think? And that stops the hiccups. Okay, but I'll try it. Texter writes, for many kids, being transgender means pleasing mama. Now the texter writes, Tara, are you cold brewing your coffee yet? Oh, absolutely. I only cold brew my coffee. Yeah, no, it makes it taste like it smells almost. And then I have to see, but then it'll ruin it for because our coffee's burnt. And now I can taste the burn on coffee, even good coffee. I'm like, don't like that stuff. Oh, cold brewing is the best. I just put the water in the rinds, put it in the fridge, and I let it stay overnight. Oh, best coffee you'll ever have. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday.